The study examined injuries to kids related to rides at amusement parks, termed fixed-site rides, those at fairs and festivals, mobile rides, and even the ones seen at malls, stores, restaurants, and arcades. Researchers found that from 1990 to 2010, nearly 93,000 children under the age of 18 were treated in emergency departments. Gary Smith directs the Center for Injury Research and Policy of Nationwide Children's Hospital.
When we talk about amusement rides, we often think immediately of the roller coasters and the large rides. But in this study, we found that a surprising number of injuries were occurring at local shopping malls, restaurants, and arcades.
Smith says nearly one-third of injuries occurred on a fixed-site ride. Most injuries were sustained in the head and neck region, followed by the arms, face, and legs. The overall percentage of injuries requiring hospitalization or observation was low, suggesting that serious injuries are relatively rare. However, during the summer, officials say there's an amusement ride-related injury that's serious enough to require hospitalization every 3 days on average. Among the tips for keeping safe on amusement rides, researchers say always follow the posted height, age, weight, and health restrictions. Adhere to any seating order and or loading instructions, and always use safety equipment, whether it be belts or bars. They also encourage parents to make sure their kids are able to follow the rules and to trust their instincts if they have concerns about the safety of a ride. The study appears in the May print issue of Clinical Pediatrics. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.